Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello, welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB. Levy payers work to produce great food for the nation to eat, and there are lots of steps between the farm gate and the shop shelf. One of those steps we're discussing is all the marketing activity created by AHDB to help put pork onto the shopping list of Britain's households. The new year has seen another burst of the We Eat Balanced TV ads, and during the next few weeks, other marketing activity follows, including a new campaign promoting delicious pork using social media and other promotions in supermarkets. The thing about marketing, as we will hear, is that specific advertising messages can be developed to reach particular groups of people. On this occasion, some recipes have been developed for Gen Z people, people who are 18 to 25 years of age. Clever stuff. So let's hear about why Gen Z is the target audience and what the campaign is all about. My first guest is marketeer Kate Abbey. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the podcast. Briefly, just tell us a little bit about what you do for levy payers.
Hi, John. So I am a marketing manager in the domestic marketing team supporting the pork sector.
Excellent. So the first question is an obvious one, I think. So why? Why are AHDB running another marketing campaign?
So marketing is one of the key themes in the pork sector plan for 2022 to 2027. Previous campaigns have been highly successful at shifting consumer perceptions of pork from one of a fatty, old-fashioned meat to one that can be tasty, lean and easy to cook. In fact, last year, 92% of consumers agreed the TV advert communicated pork medallions as a healthy mealtime choice. And 70% of them said they were more likely to eat pork medallions in the future after seeing the campaign. So this campaign is going to continue to support the long-term demand for pig meat by championing pork as a healthy and versatile choice for consumers. We're also making it more relevant to the next generation. We're extending the campaign to target the Generation Z or Gen Z's 18 to 25 year olds who currently have less of an affinity to pork and a lower purchase intent than our main family audience. We will also, though, continue our main focus on targeting healthier home cooks who are typically households with three or more members and foodie explorers, typically one to two person households, who are also interested in health and food trends.
Okay, so it's a long time since I was in the Gen Z category, but I love delicious pork. It's really good and versatile. Has the campaign got a name, Kate? And what are the key points that you're trying to make?
So the campaign is Mix Up Midweek with Pork, and we're championing pork as versatile, tasty, easy, affordable. In fact, affordably healthy is the continuation of the Feed Family for Less autumn campaign. Again, we've got a number of healthy, delicious recipes coming in at under £1.50 a head, which are obviously ideal for those people looking to save money in the cost of living crisis. We're promoting pork loin medallions and other leaner cuts, such as fillet, loin steaks, 5% mince. And we're reminding consumers that lean pork is a source of 9 vitamins and minerals, including vitamin B12.
Okay, so pork is presented as being, you know, healthy and lean. Where and when will we see the campaign?
So the campaign goes live today until the 24th of February. Many people will have started to make healthier food choices in the new year as a result of obviously overindulging at Christmas or for other personal reasons. And people are also still concerned about cost. So we are focusing on affordably healthy recipes. This campaign also follows on from the We Eat Balanced campaign, which promotes the positive role eating lean meat and dairy can play as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And again, promoting the benefits of B12. Consumers can see the campaign on live TV for 2 weeks on ITV, Channel 4 and Sky. On social media, we're working with Mob Kitchen. They're the leading food media platform for Generation Z. And we're working to inspire young people to cook healthy, delicious recipes such as lemongrass pork meatballs, whilst educating them about the nutritional benefits of eating pork. We've also partnered with two key influencers on TikTok to create a fun, attention-grabbing video to encourage that audience to think of pork as a healthy source of protein and a nutrient-packed alternative to chicken. That content will be shared on our Instagram. We've also got our Always On Love Pork social activity throughout the year. You'll also see the campaign in retail, in the aisles and online at 8 supermarkets, and farm shops and butchers will receive their mailing with healthy pork recipe leaflets and posters.
Okay, so lots to look out for, and I look forward to seeing some of that material. Now, Kate spoke a little bit about recipes, so let's bring in the next guest. Denise Spencer-Walker is with us. Denise, you've been on the podcast a few times before. Welcome back.
Thank you, John. Hello.
Hi. So now you're the one that works on all the delicious menu ideas and creating, I think, you know, some things that you've described to me before, which are sort of simple and easy. It's an important part of the marketing campaign to, you know, translate what Kate's been talking about, which is lean meat, and turning it into something that can go onto the plate. Tell us a little bit about the sorts of things that you create in order to entice shoppers to give it a go in the kitchen.
Yes. Well, as Kate mentioned, we're actually promoting different cuts, pork loin medallions, pork fillet and 5% fat pork mince. So based on those cuts, we've developed a variety of recipes specifically for the campaigns. And most of the recipes are obviously affordably healthy and they take 30 minutes or less in the kitchen to prepare and cook. So they're really, really easy to follow recipes, tasty, and all the family should enjoy them. We've got a plethora of recipes that we're using as part of the campaign featuring these cuts. For example, we've got an Asian style recipe called Dan Dan style pork noodles that features pork mince. We've got a pork medallion ramen, which is like a healthy broth with lots of vegetables and pork loin medallion cut into strips. We've got quick and easy pork fajitas, which are great family favourites, and the children can help to make those as well. And we've got a spicy dish called a Caribbean pork medallions with salsa, which uses a pineapple salsa, which is very easy to do.
Okay, so now you see, there's the phrase, isn't it? Easy to do, because, I can understand our listeners, you know, certainly, you know, could, like me, perhaps a little bit cynical, a little bit about nervous about being in the kitchen. But you really do make a point of ensuring that these are straightforward dishes that families can, well, either cook together or, you know, if you're in a lone household, you can just crack on and do it. It's very straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're really simple. We've got a recipe for everyone, really. If you go on the website, the Love Pork website, and have a look at the recipes, you can see what you need to attain. You can go onto Instagram if you're that way inclined and look at the recipes on the reels that we've produced, which form part of the recipe as well. And they're very interchangeable from an ingredients perspective as well. So, for example, you can swap out some of the vegetables that potentially are in the recipes. You can use frozen, which is sometimes cheaper, seasonal vegetables that your family enjoys. There's lots of ways around getting these recipes onto your plate.
Okay, tasty and affordable. Those are your bywords?
They are. They're my catchphrases for this year.
Okay, well, so we'll see how many times we can get you to say your catchphrase then when we meet again on the podcast. But I think when you were talking about the different dishes, there seem to be different styles. So something for everyone.
There is definitely something for everyone. Something for everyone with different abilities as well. So if you're a keen cook, if you've got great knife skills, there's a recipe that uses lots of chopping. There's recipes that don't use lots of chopping, but are just as tasty and affordable and doable.
Denise, great to talk to you again. Let's just move on a little bit and talk about the marketing and working with retailers. So marketing is designed to reach the shopper and encourage them to buy. Getting retailers' support behind the campaigns is key. That's where our next guest comes in. So I'm going to be speaking now to Stasia Napiekowska. Stasia, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks very much for sparing the time. Now, just tell us a little bit. Remind us what you do for Levy Payers.
So I'm on the stakeholder side of the organisation, and I and my colleague Fiona, we are the retail facing people. So we work with the retailers in different departments in their organisations. And we also work fairly closely with the processors who will be actually supplying their pork, for example.
OK, you support retailers, but what sort of support do retailers want with their campaigns like this pork one?
Okay. We talk to buyers and their media booking agencies for campaigns, this port one being one, but also across that, we also deal and work with and engage with their agricultural teams and their development teams, their sustainability teams, in different facets of things that we do and we need to communicate, and they want help and assistance and whatever with AHDB. But coming back specifically to campaigns, what's important about retailers is that, of course, at a corporate level, they spend their budgets on top line activity. So, for example, they'll do Christmas activity, you know, they'll do promotional activity through the year. They'll be very events orientated and key messaging that they want to get across, right? What will happen in the categories when you get down to a category buying level is that they don't have specific funds. They will have marketing budgets or whatever with their particular processes. Where AHDB fits into that equation is that we will be doing consumer campaigns. So we're like a branded campaign house, as it were. And we are able to raise awareness and the other things that Kate was talking about, the key messaging that we want to get across to consumers in an environment where the processors and the retailers don't have that kind of funding. And we are able to work on behalf of levy payers in that space and do it in a very specific and very organised way. So that's why they want us, and that's why where we add value in their particular categories.
And this has proved to be a really important sort of element of the campaigns, is it?
Yeah, I call it, you know, Denise has her strapline. Our strapline in retail is in the retail engagement in AHDB is that it gives us a place at the table with retailers. We knock on the door. They're always welcoming our conversations. The buyers will at that level. The processors are very supportive as well. So, yes, that's important.
Just Stacia, this earlier on, we were talking about Gen Z, so this sort of 18 to 25 year old group. That's really at the heart of this campaign and your sort of creativity. How important is that? Is actually targeting these specific groups, you know, for those of us who don't really understand your world?
Well, it's important to target these groups because our marketing department is saying it's important to target these groups. But you have to bear in mind, when we go shopping in a supermarket, there's a huge footfall of shoppers, all kinds of shoppers, all segments and targets of shoppers who are going into stores. So I would say the retail arm of AHDB in terms of this campaign, we will take that messaging that's important. We will work with the design team in relation to the specifications of the activity, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute, with each retailer. The message we want to get across is a unique and specific thing. What we are doing in the retail space is we are actually trying to get that message or those messages to as many people as possible. And with the kinds of activity that we do with them, and we'll talk again about that in a moment. So when you're doing something in store specifically, for example, you will have a mass appeal of people looking at that. You won't be able to target Gen Z. But what you can do online is that there's more specific tools where you can target specific. So I would say to you, there'll be people who'll be listening to this podcast will go, well, it's live and I'm not seeing anything, or I'm not aware of anything. And that's because it, particularly in the online space with retail, you wouldn't be the target audience. In fact, I find it difficult to try and find the live activity that we refunded online because we're not the target audience. So I will have to go and seek somebody who is a younger person in the team, might I say, to go and actually look online for me and say, oh, there's the online banner. That, I hope in simple terms that kind of explains. But you see, retail is about mass exposure to a huge number of people, which in itself I think is really good. The honing down happens a lot more in other parts of the marketing mix, which isn't necessarily in the retail space apart from online.
Stacia, you're only just outside the target audience bracket, I know. So let's just talk a little bit about the creativity, because I know that that's something that you wanted to touch on.
Well, we in the design team, there will be very clear guidelines, just like any branded campaign activity, where there will be certain, I mean, and I, this isn't my world, but it's certain hierarchies of where logos fit and whether you have a red tractor logo, where the HDB logo sits, what the important message is. So it is, you know, again, Kate will be very involved in what that looks like. And then obviously our design department will make that into something that's visually creative. They will make it look appetizing and exciting and fit for purpose. So when we get into the retail space, what then happens is that each retailer you go to, they've got their own specifications for, okay, we need it this size if it's going to be an online banner. We need it this size if it's going to be a fin in aisle or whatever it might be. And they will have certain nutritional people who will be looking at things and corporate people. And so we will work with them from up between the designers and the marketing department and also the retailer. So we're kind of the conduit in the middle, making it work.
Okay, thank you. And you were talking a little bit about the activity in store. And am I taking that to be, you know, things like stickers on pack and things like that? Or is that other things?
Yes, I've made a little list here for you, John. On pack stickers. So that's a lovely thing. And it is actually, we've got stickers that are approved to go on port packs from the beginning of the live campaign from 7 out of the 8 retailers that we work with. And what's really important about that, we have a C2A. I like a nice acronym, or is it an acronym? CTA, call to action. So all that is there's a QR code on these stickers. So you can scan it with your phone. If you're a Gen Z, they'll be into that. And then that will take you through to the port website. If you are less inclined, you can use the URL, apparently. And then that will take you, you just go online, you go on or whatever tablet, whatever you use, and you'll look for loveport.co.uk. And then that will be wherever possible on the kind of activity we book. So we've got them on the stickers, we've got them on, we've even got trolley banners, John. How exciting is that? So you go to your supermarket and one of the supermarkets will have a little trolley banner when you go and get your shopping trolley, and that will be a call to action. Why not go to loveport.co.uk for some lovely, tasty, healthy recipes.
Brilliant, Stasha. Thank you very much indeed for sharing your world with us. That's really enlightening. Kate, I think I'd like to just bring you back in, if I may. Tell us how levy payers can support the campaign, because the more this campaign is talked about, I assume, on social media and elsewhere, the better, yeah?
Yeah, it's really quick and easy. All you need to do is follow our Love Pork social accounts on Facebook and Instagram, share our delicious, affordably healthy recipes, and our other social media posts about the campaign.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. So thank you, one and all. If you've got any comments about this podcast, or you would like to be a guest because you've got something of interest to say to levy payers, or you just want to suggest a topic for a future episode, please do get in touch. AHDB does want to hear from you. You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. This podcast was produced by Dami Oyinlola. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.